How to Cruise and Travel, featuring commentary, tidbits, and news. This is Bruce Locksmith, and this is my channel, with also the use of CorallsandCorialis.com podcast. We will look at ports of embarkation in the United States of America, and which state has the lion's share of those ports. There's also a new type of travel that I will be giving a tip on. So let's start with the coastal cruise ports. I referenced cruisecritics.com, and there are 22 of them around the United States and 6 in Florida alone. Honolulu, Hawaii, Whittier, Seaward, Alaska, Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, San Pedro, Long Beach, San Diego in California, Galveston, Texas, New Orleans, Mobile, Tampa, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Port Canaveral, Jacksonville, and Charleston, Norfolk, Baltimore, in New York. The river cruise ports are New Orleans, Memphis, St. Louis, Minneapolis, Chicago, and Portland, Oregon. On types of river cruises, two things to be aware of at this time is that Viking river cruises for the next 6 days, this is recorded on Sunday, the next 6 days is having a 25th anniversary of river cruising. They've got a sale going. And also the American Steamboat Company has a 10-year anniversary sale going on with great discounts on both of those lines. Check out river cruising. See what might appeal to you. Another type of travel that I mentioned already is booking up for 2024. Even a less expensive rate of comparable travel of $125,000 per person. The space tourism company is named Space Perspective, testing a potential new form of travel experience. Ballooning up for 2 hours to 20 miles above the Earth in a platform that's described as luxury cabin with a 5x5 foot window that you can look out on the curvature of the Earth where you're staying for 2 hours over Florida or the Atlantic, whichever way the winds are going at the time. And you get to look at our Earth and its beautiful curvature that you can't see just on a normal flight above the Earth at 36,000 feet. That's only about 5 miles. So a new form of travel opening up for more common people. If you consider that ocean luxury liners cruises were hard to get by in the opening days, you had to have a good amount of money. And I'm excited to see the day that is coming where we will be able to see the world from on high in this form of high altitude, gentle cruising. The name of the company, as I mentioned, was Space Perspective. The module would splash down in the water. It just sounds like a great way to get a handle on the fact that we do have a very fragile world that we live in, and it needs to be taken care of. A chance to see the black of space and the curves of our beautiful blue planet. So I look forward to the fact that hundreds of thousands or even millions of people will be able to change their perspective about our world. At this time, I would like to thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe if you like the content. Enjoy the day. I will see you next time. Farewell for now.